Welcome to Radio Sifirot's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sifirot's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, when were the first organized Jewish communities developed on Long Island in New York, and what problems did their members have at the beginning? The Jewish Genealogy Society of Long Island was founded to encourage and assist the pursuit of Jewish family history. Their goal is to bring together people interested in tracing their Jewish family roots. They're a nonprofit organization and work to educate members and the public regarding how to go about finding one's roots. We recently attended one of their monthly meetings where a very interesting presentation was made about the use of DNA testing, the different companies that do it, and how their studies differ. Rhoda Miller is a board member and past president of the JGSLI. She spoke with us about the organization and its many different activities.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Rhoda. Could you tell us first what the JGSLI is, when it was founded, and by whom and why?
Okay. So JGSLI stands for Jewish Genealogy Society of Long Island. We were founded in 1985, and essentially we started as a spinoff, I guess you could call it, from the Jewish Genealogy Society of New York, which was based in the city. But there were enough people involved in the city group who lived on Long Island. And so a few of the members got together, and some of the founding members, Renee Steinig, Arthur Kurzweil, Linda Cantor, Les Goldschmidt, they're actually still involved with the society. So we have a lot of historical memory, which is pretty nice. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary.
About how many members are there, and do you know anything about their ages or their backgrounds or anything?
Well, we have about 200 members, which is considered pretty good today. Our membership has not been dwindling, as has been happening with other societies, similar societies, because there's so much more information available online. People don't feel the need to join as much. But we're doing well. We do not collect demographics when people join in terms of age. And so basically, all we have are addresses. And Long Island, for those who are not familiar, is on the eastern end of New York City. It juts out to the east. It's about 100 miles long, and I believe it's 13 miles wide at its widest. So we cover Long Island, which is both Nassau and Suffolk counties, and it's a pretty large geographic area. We meet in Plainview, which is pretty much a geographic center of Long Island, so that it's accessible to people who live on the extreme ends. But we had some concerns that we were an aging out group, but recently younger people have been joining, and I think the attraction of younger people is, this is just my opinion, is partly stimulated by all the commercials by organizations like Ancestry.com mm-hmm. and Family Search. Because of their promoting their products, they're generating an interest in genealogy in general. And I think that's a bit of a driving force. But we've been able to maintain our membership at approximately 200. We feel pretty good about that.
Now, you have monthly meetings. Can you give us an idea of what you do at them?
Yes. At the beginning, well, before every meeting for about a half an hour, we have some volunteers known as our Mishpacha Mavens, and people who have questions or need some help or have a little brick wall, or just need to talk out a research problem, can come in before the meeting and meet with one of our experts, our mavens. And so we offer that service on a regular monthly basis. The focus of our meeting is a speaker. And I'm very proud to say that we have some very top-notch high quality, internationally known speakers, partly because we can attract them because of our size of our group. But we also are fortunate in our proximity to New York City. There are many people who are traveling to New York for other reasons. And so we can hook them in. And of course, New York City itself is a valuable resource.
So can you tell us what some of the topics have been that they've spoken about?
Sure. Well, just last month, as you know, we had Michael Simonson, who is the archivist at the Leo Beck Institute. And we just had Ron Ahrens this weekend, who's a well-known speaker. He was talking about creative thinking and genealogy. We've had topics on Sephardic genealogy, German. Basically, what we try to do is have our speakers express a variety of genealogy, Jewish genealogy topics, so that the focus of the meeting is not on, you know, one specific area or one specific topic. And this way we continually attract people who have these, you know, different interests. We've had DNA speakers on DNA. We had a couple of months ago, we actually did a panel of our own internal experts. So we had Chuck Weinstein, who is a coordinator for the Ukraine SIG. He was the Ukraine expert. We had Renee Steinig, who is a board member of Geshe Galicia, and she represented that community. And I'm a coordinator for Litvak SIG. So the three of us were a panel, and we had, you know, presentations and Q&A, and that was an excellent meeting. Members, we had a lot of very positive feedback. Yeah.
I notice on your webpage you say that you have occasional field trips.
We haven't had any in the very recent time, but we have had trips to the Holocaust Museum and Tolerance Center in Nassau County. And really, that's about it recently. Mm-hmm. We do participate in public events. So, for example, there's an annual Israeli Day at Eisenhower Park, and we maintain a table there. We have participated in public events at the Holocaust Intolerance Museum, and we've participated we meet at the Mid-Island Y in Plainview, and, you know, they've had community events that we've participated in.
Can you tell us about your Speakers Bureau? Because that's also a kind of a community outreach.
Absolutely. Yes, we greatly encourage organizations, and they could be synagogues, historical societies, community groups, Hadassah groups, Jewish war veterans, anybody who is interested in Jewish genealogy. There are a few of us who will go out and speak to groups. Yeah.
What are some of the topics you've covered?
Well, usually at those groups, it's a pretty basic how to get started in genealogy, and specifically Jewish genealogy. Generally speaking, those groups are beginner groups and just have an interest and want to know how to get started.
Tell us about your genealogical reference collection that you have at the library, at the Plainview Library. I understand it's very impressive.
Yes, it is. And I am. I happen to be personally proud of that one because for many years, our collection had been housed at the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library in the basement and was very inaccessible, and the library had a very cumbersome way for people to access our materials. And a number of years ago, I worked with the library to get our collection out of the basement. They have a dedicated shelving for us now in the reference area, and it's quite a lovely collection. It's we had a large donation by Arthur Kurzweil just at the time that this was happening. So it was really enhanced, and we're proud of it.
What does it contain?
you name it, if it has anything to do with Jewish genealogy. It has a lot of the basic reference books, and we are very careful not to duplicate what the library has in its own collection. So it does have unique resources about, you know, from different areas, Galicia, the Ukraine, Lithuania, Sephardic. It's just general material that we have collected over the years, and we continue to add. So, for example, a brand new book just came out about the municipal archives that was published by the New York Genealogy and Biographical Society, and we put that in our collection. So it's new, 2017, and we add resources like that as, you know, as they appear.
Do you have things like Yitzchak books?
Well, there are some Yitzchak books. I think there are a few Yitzchak books there, but we don't really have an extensive Yitzchak book collection, no. There are Yitzchak books so available online now that it's almost become a moot point.
Uh-huh. So is most of the material in English?
Oh, yes. Oh, uh-huh. Yes. There are some foreign language materials, but the vast majority, 99% of it is in English.
Can you tell us about the Family History Workshop, which is annual, isn't it?
Yes, we call it 4 Hours to Your Roots, and we have that the first Sunday of every November. We have four speakers who present topics from, you know, doing oral history, how to get started, how to do research in Europe, Eastern Europe. We do oral history. We have one session that's basically devoted to technology and navigating around Jewish gen. And we have digital materials that we give on a flash drive. And we have some hard copies also of our workbook that we've been building and revising over the years.
How long have you been doing this, the workshop?
Gee, ever since I was a member, I would say almost the full 30 years.
Wow.
2025, at least.
And who attends these?
Well, we like to think of it as a means of attracting new members, because it's really how to get started and telling people, yes, you can really do this, when there's so much myth that everything is destroyed in the Holocaust and name changes and all those kinds of people see as brick walls before they even get started. So we use it as a means of attracting new members, but we've had many members, continuing members, who come in and take it almost like a refresher course. And it's stimulating, it's energizing, and you also get a chance to communicate, look at some reference materials that we put out, and it works well.
Can you tell us something about the cemetery project?
Yes. We have documented, largely due to Nolan Altman, who manages the Jobar Jewish Online Worldwide Burial Registry, I think it is, on the Jewish Gen website, is one of our members. He's also a board member of the IAJGS. And so, largely by himself, has photographed every Jewish cemetery on Long Island, apart from the major cemeteries. Long Island is, I guess we are fortunate that there are some major Jewish cemeteries like Wellwood, Beth Moses, Montefiore, that are all located in the Farmingdale area. But there are many smaller Jewish cemeteries that are part of, you know, sectioned off from non-Jewish cemeteries. And so all of these have been photographed. Individual synagogue cemeteries have been photographed. And all this information is in Jobar. We also have historic Jewish cemeteries, such as the one in Sag Harbor. And that's all been photographed. And it's all online in the Jobar database on jewishgen.org.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how old is the oldest Jewish cemetery on Long Island? Because Long Island was settled a very, very long time ago.
Well, it's interesting that you ask. As part of our 30th anniversary celebration, we undertook an Arcadia book, A Jewish Community of Long Island, and I headed up the project. And so the oldest burial, and I'm doing this offhand, I believe was like 1879 was the first incorporated cemetery, Jewish cemetery. And the Jewish community really began in the latter part of the 19th century on Long Island. Mm-hmm. And these were mainly peddlers who were coming out from the city, saw a way of life that was reminiscent of the shtetls that they left behind in Eastern Europe. And also in Sag Harbor and in Setauket, there were factories who employed Jewish workers. So there was motivation for people to come out and live here. And they liked the life. And of course, there were the initial problems before communities really became established of bringing in kosher food from the city and, you know, that sort of thing. But it's a fascinating history, and it's very much also the history of Long Island and its growth as a suburban community.
You mentioned Jewish Gen. What is your relationship with other organizations, either local organizations or national or international ones?
Well, our biggest affiliation is with IHAGS, which is the International Association of Jewish Genealogy Societies. They hold a conference every year. This year it's going to be in Orlando, Florida. And the web address is IHAGS2017.org, if anyone's interested in further information. Nolan Altman is a board member of IHAGS. And many of our members are connected with Jewish Gen and other international organizations. So, for example, Renee Steinig, who I mentioned earlier, is on the board of Geshe Galicia. And I'm a district research coordinator for Litvak SIG. Chuck Weinstein is a coordinator of the Ukraine SIG, and he was also a co-chair of the conference last year in Seattle. So many of our members are active in the in IHAGS and the larger Jewish community in general. We also are members of the Genealogy Federation of Long Island, which is a consortium of genealogy groups of all ethnicities. There's an Italian group, an Irish group, German group, and so on. And we are also are members of the National Federation of Genealogy Societies.
Do you work with other genealogical organizations in other countries, like, for example, the one in Warsaw that's really incredible what they're doing? They have an amazing database, or anywhere else? Israel, I don't know.
Well, you know, as I say, we are very connected to all of these other organizations, and it's not that we have any formal affiliation with them, but we have a very solid core of members who are involved with these various organizations. So, for example, Hadassia Lipsius is a member, and she is a board member and very involved with JRI Poland. Mm-hmm. So she is our connection to everything that's going on in Poland. So it's not a formal affiliation, but that's why we do the things we can do, is because we do have a membership that's very connected to other organizations.
Does the organization have any specific plans for the future?
Well, right now we are working on a public service announcement. So we're hoping that that will be on, local TV. Debbie Wang, who's our president, she's working on that video because that's her expertise. And that's really the big one right now. But we're always trying to get our name out there in meeting announcements and our speakers bureau so that our membership continues to grow. We also have an ongoing project. Our YouTube channel has now, we're up to maybe 25 or 30 YouTubes that Nolan Altman has made. He's done an amazing job. Some are on various research topics, like 8 things you can find in a marriage certificate and 10 things you can find on a gravestone and, you know, that sort of thing. And so they are very informative. They're short. They're usually, maybe between 5 and 10 minutes. And they are just a wealth of information to both beginner and advanced research. Obviously, most of them focus on Jewish topics, but there are many that are generic to genealogy, to anybody. And so our YouTube channel has become a very popular resource worldwide since it's online and it's freely available to the public. So very proud of that.
Is there anything else you would like to mention that we might not have brought up?
We also have a yearbook project online. And basically, we don't have a collection of yearbooks, but we have a listing of people who have specific yearbooks. And this is on our website. So that we're the matchmaker. And so basically, if somebody finds a yearbook on our website, we will then connect you with the person who has that yearbook and has agreed to be willing to do a lookup or scan a page or that sort of thing. So that's a very nice feature that we also offer.
Now, if any of our listeners who are not on Long Island are interested in contacting not necessarily you, but another organization that does the same thing, how can they go about that?
Okay, the best resource for that is to go on the IAJGS.org website, and there are approximately 70 similar organizations worldwide, and they're all listed there with either their web addresses or contact information.
Okay, Rhoda, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
For more information about the organizations mentioned in this program, please see the links on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.